hookup culture.
What is up, my cubbies? It's your girl, Chris Linehart, and welcome back to the hookup culture. Okay, so you guys already know, since you guys have been loyal, I already started. You guys have been loyal since day one. You guys should know that I have not produced a podcast since November. So you may be wondering what is going on with Chris. And I'm about to get, if I get a little emotional on here, I am live streaming as well. So if you guys hear me pausing a little bit more than usual on this, I want a raw edit of what's actually going on so you guys could kind of like grasp where I'm at, because there's so much humanity in what I'm feeling at the moment, right? So let me tell you a little bit about what's been going on. So family stuff, I'm not getting into that because no disrespect, cubbies, you just got to know that that's just private. But on the forefront of other things, as far as my work, that hasn't been the easiest journey or ride. So I recently got promoted at work around November. And the person that promoted me put a lot of time and energy into helping me get a good location, helping me get a good pay. There was a lot riding on me. I felt like the LeBron James of my company at one point, kind of coming into this position, knowing that I'm only going to elevate from here. I'm an excited person. It's November. I finally worked my butt off to get to like where I'm at. And life just happens, you know? So everything's like looking really good, right? Like everything on the forefront, like family, love, law, everything is just cooking. Everything is just moving. But like, I want to come on here and say, I think the most important message that I'm trying to get across here is life is always going to happen. Life is always going to get you, right? So when you're at your highs, there's going to be lows and you need to learn how to balance it. Now more than ever, for the first time since like 2022, I experienced a really life-changing thing that happened with me. So it was not the pressure from work, which a lot of people would assume. It was not the pressure from being in a relationship, because we all know relationships take a lot of energy from you. There's highs and lows to that too, that when you're vulnerable like that, and this is something that I want to like really dabble in on, when you're vulnerable in your relationship and you're actually giving it 100%, learning how to balance that with your work, with your friends, with your family, all of those things, that comes with time. Cubbies, I want to stress that you got to be patient with yourself. But the one thing you don't want to fall into, the one thing that I really hope that you guys grasp from this episode, it's named The Show Must Go On for a reason. Because life doesn't stop moving because you do, but you are allowed to feel your feelings. You're allowed to pause. You're allowed to sit there and go, you know what? Everything is just not what I wanted to be or where I needed to be. But the people around you, they also need to know and understand where you're at. It can get very overwhelming, but you have to understand that that's kind of the point. Right? So all of these lessons that we're learning in how to balance work, life, relationships, like that's one of the most talked about things on these podcasts, on these love talks, on these shows, is how does one balance? How does one get to a healthy place with, well, number one, your partner really needs to learn how to communicate with you, right? There needs to be a sufficient level of compromise. Like, hey, listen, this is my time from this time to this time. This is what I'm going to be doing. And then also holding yourself accountable to making sure that your partner is feeling reassured enough, but not fixing insecurities, right? So like everybody's going to have trauma from the past. I've dealt with it. I'm firsthand dealt with it. Your partner is going to do that. But when you're going into this relationship, you're kind of making an agreement like, hey, listen, like we're a team. So if we're a team, we can't do things individually and then try to do them apart. I mean, try to do them apart and then try to bring it together and then bring it together and then do it apart. Like you have to find a rhythm and a flow. And that's what I think essentially makes the longest partnerships work. And a lot of times is from what I've seen in my company is a whole other ballgame. Like I really feel like their partners have to be like, once you start moving up in my company, I feel like their partners need to like work for the same company or work at a very like demanding position so they could understand where the partner's disconnect is. But I will tell you guys something, and I'm going to tell you a big secret. If your partner is feeling like there's not enough love going into them and there's not enough care and compassion, that has nothing to do with your job. I'm going to reiterate this again. If there's a space that is being, like, your partner keeps complaining, like, hey, you make your entire job and your world, your world. That is not your job's fault. Right? So you get to the point where you're like, okay, so it's not my job's fault. Whose fault is it? So you start taking it out on everybody, like anybody, then nobody's safe. You just start taking it out on friends. You start taking it out on family. You start taking it out on your partner. And you don't recognize when you're in love and you're in such a vulnerable state, these people that, I mean, not people, this person, well, people, whatever you're into. But for me particularly, the person, like they have to deal with that balance, right? They have to deal with that reassurance. There's so many things to uncover about somebody, but you know what? The best part is you're not doing it alone, and your partner should feel that. Your partner should feel comforted and cared for regardless of your job and your position. Learning your partner. I'm being like, let's be a little understanding here. Like, let's say you work a 9 to 5 and your partner feels neglected by 5 p.m. because you're tired. Hey, take like, it shouldn't be a chore to make sure that your partner's okay. If it starts feeling like a drag, you got to really reevaluate how you're feeling. Like, it's okay to take a step back from the relationships. Absolutely. It's okay for you to like take a minute to breathe. But if you look at your partner and you just feel nothing but annoyance, I think you should just think about, and I hope whoever hears me is really listening to me when I say this. Love is not something that is promised to everybody. Love is a gift that is given from the universe. Love is the single-handedly the one thing that everybody on this planet wants to feel. It's a place of peace. It's a place of like feeling like home. Like there's another part of you out there that is going to help you in this journey called life. And that when you're down, let's say if you guys play Fortnite or you guys play like first person shooter and somebody's on your team, right? What's the first thing you go to do? Revive them, right? Who's going to revive you? If you're just by yourself out there, nobody. You're not going to revive you. You're going to have to wait to reload, right? But having that person, hey, I got you. 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 Understand that when that person's down, you're going to have to do the same thing. If it's a whole lot of take, take, take and never give, 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 you got to put your hands up and hold yourself accountable, right? But the show must go on. You still got to wake up. For the moms and dads out there that have to wake up, make sure the kids are good, go to work, come back, make sure everything's good, look at their partner. Like that last 10, 15 minutes in bed before everybody goes to sleep, that's the luxury. Y'all, speaking for myself, being in a long distance relationship, right? Like the fortune that people have to wake up next to their partner is something that is so underestimated. Like if this doesn't inspire you to find balance, let it do at least one thing. Let it inspire you to recognize how lucky you are to wake up in your loved one's arms every single day and every single night. To be laying down next to somebody that the world does not make sense unless they're by your side. Those feelings that you've allowed yourself to feel, that's special. In a world where everybody, in the hookup culture, right? This is the whole purpose of why I made this podcast. In the dating game as of late, in the hookup culture, one of the biggest treasures that I've noticed is another person that's willing to put in and match your effort in a relationship and make something work with you. They're patient with you. They're kind. They're compassionate. They're loving. They're there for you, right? Having that is not something that you want to give up for work. I'm going to say that again. Having something like that is not something you want to give up for work. But also, losing yourself in all of that, that is firsthand, single-handedly what I have done. There's so many times where I have to remind myself that I'm human and that I'm learning and that I'm young still and I'm still trying to figure this out. And I'm not, and the thing is with me is, and I never have been the type to look around me and compare myself. But the one thing I did see is I saw my friends with kids. I saw my friends with all these things. It's not that I didn't have any, but I was so excited to find that void, right? So when it came, when that filler came, when that rush of love and kindness and everything came, I welcomed it with open arms. And sometimes what you learn in the process of all of this is that no matter what you're feeling throughout the day is still going. And that's not to make you feel small or make you feel like your feelings don't matter. It's just that real life is happening no matter what. But showing kindness and empathy to your partner is an absolute must. I'm talking to my work girlies and boys and everything in between. Like, it is so important that you are nourishing your loved one. Like, if you're laying down next to someone, or you're going to see them later today and you're listening to this, or you're listening to this podcast, whatever it is, wherever you are, like, just give them a kiss. Give them a kiss on the hand, the cheek, whatever you're comfortable with, or show some sort of affection towards them. However you show it, right? Everybody has their own ways of showing love. Show it. And show it often. We're only here once. We are not promised a love life. We are not promised an amazing job. We are not promised our family to have health for until we're in our old ages and we, you know, just accept the fact of the cycle. That is not promised to us. There is appreciation that goes to, the show must always go on. You know, there was a movie that I watched when I was a kid called Moulin Rouge, and there was a portion of that, and I'm talking about like the one that came out, I think it was in 1998. Oh my gosh, I was a wee lad or what's the girl version of lad, whatever. I was so young, but the one thing that I will say is that movie taught me appreciation of love, how fast it can go and come, what jealousy looks like, what happiness looks like, what continuing the movie's about a play, and the play has to happen no matter what's going on. And I'm not going to do any spoilers here, but there's a lot going on with the cast, okay? And they still had to figure it out together. That's what life is about. Please don't go download Moulin Rouge. You guys are going to look at me like, she really made us watch this. It is one of my favorite movies. So, I mean, anyways, the point here is, and I'm going to cut this short. Well, I'm not going to cut it short, but I'm going to try to get to the point a little bit quicker for you. Nourishing your partner, compromising, making sure that they feel okay alongside you, that is not something that you should be forced to do. You should be naturally feeling that way towards them. That's not looking at someone and feeling nothing but rage or nothing but annoyance or nothing but like negative emotions. Okay, sure, you're allowed to feel that for like some time. You're allowed to heal. You're allowed whatever. But looking at them and not understanding that all they want and they're looking for from their partner because their tank is on empty. Why would you want this car to like, why wouldn't you want this car to keep going? Why don't you want to put gas in this car? Why don't you want to water your flower? That's your flower. And when it blooms, it's beautiful. And if you get what I just said, then you really get it. When you water that plant and you water that relationship, don't put effort in these people that are just gonna literally, you're so dispensable to the outside world. Not to your friends and family, I'd hope not. But to like work environments, sorry, like you are dispensable. So yeah, using myself as an example, I might as well just go ahead and just throw myself under a freaking rock here. I started feeling a lot of adversity at work. I started feeling a lot of betrayal. I started noticing a lot of things that made me extremely uncomfortable, put me in a high stress situation, right? Like, and it was more than the fact that my position is more than doable. It's not my position. I'm going to reiterate that. But in anything in life, if you don't have the correct support around you, if you don't have knowledgeable people that are guiding you, like, can you guys just imagine, like, okay, LeBron has all the talent, right? LeBron James, that's, I call him my father, okay? He has all the talent in the world. Imagine LeBron James not having anyone that knows how to play basketball and teach him how to play basketball. Like, imagine you would see LeBron dribble, because people are naturally talented at what they do. You don't teach someone how to be great at something. They're either great at it or they're not, right? So, but if they don't have the right tools around them, you're never going to know how good it is. You're never going to know, right? So this is what I started feeling. So then I vocalized that. That was dismissed. And then I tried to fix it. And then things got bad again. And obviously, in the midst of all that, there's like a roller coaster of life happening behind me in my personal life, right? There's ups and downs like anybody else. But the downs were down. And it's like every time I came to pick up this mic like I'm doing right now, I couldn't. And I hope somebody relates with this. Like, there's some mornings I woke up with tears in my eyes, staring at the wall going, why don't I have the right support? And why don't I feel complete without it? And I would beat myself up like, you shouldn't feel neglected. You shouldn't feel like you need people or you want something. There, what I learned is that there is no shame in asking for help. Whether that's mentally, whether that's from your romantic partner, whether that's from your family, whether that's from your friends. If you need to ask for help for the show to go on, then you ask for that help. And if you're denied that help, you look for that help elsewhere. You keep going. But another thing that started happening to me, I have a very loyal personality. So when I start looking out for people, I am gung-ho like, hey, this person got me. They helped me in my life. I want to do everything to make sure that I'm helping them. So I'm going to look out for them. And I built such good relationships with the people that I was working with. This is prior to my promotion, okay? So when I first newly got promoted, I had built such amazing relationships with everyone. And then I started noticing people were trusting me with a lot. I was like, okay. And then I started noticing the envy. I started noticing how many people saw who I was cool with, the power that they yield, and how can I, how they literally looked at me and thought, how can I completely tarnish this girl's reputation? What can I do to dumb this down? Because I feel like she doesn't like me in return, or I feel like she knows something. And if I diminish what she, like her credibility, right, then everybody around me is going to be like, oh, well, they're not, she's not credible. And this happens to me. This happens to me in friendship groups. Now it's happening to me in a workplace. It's happened to me in romantic, in my romantic experiences in the past. Like, it happens. Sometimes people get really envious of the fact that I'm just naturally talented. I'm naturally going to be an asset in your life. I'm going to make you smile, and I'm going to probably be the best part of your day. There's a lot of people out there that consider me their best friend, but they're not mine. I said what I said, and I'm okay with that, because that just shows me that how unique I am, how rare I am, right? So people like that, you think that it's easy for us? Absolutely not. And the person that's listening to this right now, the person that is taking the time to develop themselves and hear me on this podcast, it says a lot about your personality too. So wherever you are right now, I want you to look at your phone and smile really big and know that, hey, you're okay. And the show will go on. And your loved one, your partner, they will know that you love them. Because you're starting today and starting right now, you're going to put that effort into making things right. Because we are not promised love in this lifetime. We're not. And if you have it, you got to cherish it. And you got to nourish it. It does not matter how many times you've been hurt. It does not matter what you think. And hey, if you're here for another reason, like, hey, I can't really find somebody, or like there's a completely different topic on what you want me to touch, I have so many podcasts that I'm gonna do my hardest to do 2 a week. I'm gonna try my hardest, because now I'm gonna be incorporating these shorts on YouTube, and I'm gonna be doing my best to stay consistent for you guys. Because you know what I realized in the past 5 months that I have not been with you guys, that nothing in this planet matters more to me than making you all happy, putting my voice out there, speaking on my experiences, because they're happening to me for a reason. Having the voice to soothe somebody on their hardest day, that to me is such a blessing, right? But also being nourished with the idea that you guys help me too. Knowing that I matter every day and having that reassurance is beautiful. I don't care how confident you are. I don't care how much pride you have. You will want to feel that nourishment. You will want to feel that encouragement. On my hardest days, I've gotten out of that bed over there, and I've looked over at this podcast, and I've said, where's Chris? Go get her, Chris. Go find her. Like, she's somewhere in the meadow with a mic just like this in her hand, looking for someone to talk to, looking for someone to make a breakthrough with, help a couple come back from like the trials and tribulations that they've been feeling. I cannot wait to be sitting in front of the world like the rest of these talk show hosts. And it's not going to be just interviewing them about the movie coming up and all that jazz that they talk about. No, it's going to be about, how's your relationship? What can I do to help? Or maybe like a matchmaking thing, right? And then I could refer back to this podcast and I could refer back to the Cubbies. If you're new here, I call you guys Cubbies because I'm Chris Lionheart. So Lionheart was the name given to me by my grandfather. He would always say, you're as brave as a lion. And if you're Armenian, you're going to know what this means. Ayrutsi sirt. That's what he would always say to me. Because I was brave. I was the brave little toaster. I was always sacrificing myself for others. And that's how I got Lionheart, right? So when I say Cubbies, Cubbies are my listeners. So everybody has a catchphrase, right? So you guys are my Cubbies. And if you're here right now and you took the time to listen to me, thank you. And if you're back and you missed me, I missed you too. And I'm so looking forward to pushing this out, hoping that it reaches the right people and changing some lives. But moral of this is, the show must go on. Yes, absolutely. The show must always go on. But also, your love needs to be nourished. Water those plants, Cubbies. Water them. Talk to people with kindness and compassion. These are times where you go out there, you don't know what you're going to catch. And some of you are so desperate to feel love that you'll catch anything. I know. We've all done it. And that's how you learn truly what you're worth. But for the people that have really tuned in on this and really have a partner out there that is wanting your love through your busy schedule on the everyday, or a job workplace that just wants to see the best version of you, but you can't give it because you're trying to balance everything out, it's okay. Take the time that you need. Ask for that time. Take a step back. Breathe. Whoever loves you is always going to be right there. But don't take that for granted. Listen to them when they say, hey, I'm here, but chill. Throw me a bone. All right. On that note, Cubbies, to the stars, I love y'all. Thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited. I know there's so much more I want to say, but I want to keep this at that 10-15 minute mark, okay? To the stars, my Cubbies, my next episode is going to be lit. Stay tuned. I'll be back soon, okay? Bye.